Greg Ehrenberg here with Adam Scherer, Ship My Money DFS, and we've got a different little short VOD video we're doing here for you guys. We're going to be doing NBA injury reports from now on. This is going to be sponsored by Yahoo today, and we're just going to look at the key news of the NBA slate and how we want to react to it as the day goes on. And a big Monday slate, there's a lot of key players on the injury report, ones that we're going to be running down right now: Karl-Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. But Adam, let's start with the Karl-Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell, both listed as questionable. I think this is the most important injury news that we're going to be getting on the entire slate today. So if Kat is out today, who do you expect to benefit the most from the Timberwolves?
I mean, I think Naz Reid is the primary beneficiary if he's out. He started last game. He played 34 and a half minutes. He's a very good fantasy producer on a per minute basis. So he's someone that would just pretty instantly slot in as one of the best values of the day. You also, if Towns is out, would expect to see more usage for guys like D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards, but they're already relatively expensive. D'Angelo Russell in particular is $9,200 on DraftKings, $1,100 more than Edwards. So those guys would both look better because there is more production available. But the guy that immediately just goes from not really being a strong option to being one of the best guys on the slate would be Naz Reid.
And then in a situation where D'Angelo Russell is out and potentially even Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, who already takes all of the shots imaginable, would be taking even, I guess, like double all of the shots imaginable. But he's also become a little bit more expensive on FanDuel and DraftKings. So how would you be viewing Anthony Edwards in a situation with D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns out? How much usage could you expect from him? And would you still be willing to pay the more exorbitant price tag on him?
Yeah, if they're both out, I would absolutely be willing to go to Edwards. He has not played a ton of minutes without those guys this year. It's only about 77 minutes, but he has a 41.7% usage percentage in his time without Russell or Towns on the floor. We know he's not afraid to shoot as is. You take those guys out, there's really nobody else that's going to take shots away from him. Malik Beasley to some extent, maybe, but it's not like there's really high usage guys on this team that would fill in. So Edwards would be able to shoot pretty much any time he wanted to for the entire game and would just look really underpriced. So, you know, if only one of those guys are out, Edwards looks better, but not as good. If they're both out, it's just really hard to see how Edwards doesn't do everything for this offense.
Yes, so, and now let's talk about the Giannis situation, because he's already missed a couple of games. So as a result, Bobby Portis is more expensive on FanDuel and DraftKings and Yahoo. Same goes for Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. But we've seen some bigger fantasy performances with them. The minutes could be skewed a little bit. Last game was a blowout, so don't be looking at a situation like, oh, could we count on these guys for big minutes? In competitive games, yes, the minutes should still be there. But do you think that their price tags still have value to them if Giannis is out again?
I think that it offers some value, at least in the sense of they have elevated ceilings if Giannis is out. But we have seen Giannis miss two consecutive games now, so the salaries have adjusted a bit. And in the context of this entire slate, we know that there's already value that we have where salaries haven't adjusted yet. So relatively, they're just not going to be the same quality of value as some other spots, but you do just get higher ceilings because of all the extra production that's available for Middleton and for Holiday. So they do benefit, just not to the extent that they would if they were still $2,000 less expensive.
Yeah, I think that's really where I'm going to be standing with this too, is I played a ton of Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton the last couple of slates, but they've become more expensive now, especially Bobby Portis now on DraftKings, and it makes them look a little bit less appealing, at least to what they were a couple days ago. But if Giannis plays, these guys are clearly not in play, but lower consideration options if he ends up being out. Also, I mentioned at the top, today's show, this is sponsored by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. If you guys are new or unfamiliar with Yahoo, we have a really good partnership with them. You could sign up for Yahoo using the link in the description box below. Head on over to Yahoo, make a deposit, enter a contest. That'll get you one free month of Osmo Plus, and there you'll have all the tools you need to make money on Yahoo. But then also, obviously, we've got all our projections, ownership, and all that for FanDuel and DraftKings as well. So really good tools that we have here, and a great deal to take advantage of by getting that free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. All right, couple more injuries that I want to hit here, and the next one is going to be Jimmy Butler, somebody else who's missed a couple of games. But there's one guy in particular I'm curious for your take on here, and that's going to be Kyle Lowry, because we've seen Lowry, I've projected him fairly well in some of these games without Butler. Bam Adebayo also obviously out for the Miami Heat. But we haven't seen Kyle Lowry really see a huge ceiling game, and his usage is not really picked up either. But how would you be viewing him for tonight if Jimmy Butler's out?
I think he looks good if Butler is out. There is still plenty of competition for Lowry, but we have a 227-minute sample now of Lowry on the floor without either one of Adebayo or Butler. Like you said, the usage rate hasn't really picked up that much. It's at 21.5%, which is still a couple of points higher than his season average. But we also have a 38.6% assist percentage. He's averaged 1.02 DraftKings points per minute. And you assume he's going to be out there for 36 minutes or so. So he would still look like a quality option. There are still, you know, some guys that look a little bit better elsewhere, but he would look, I still think he looks better if Butler is out than he does if Butler is in.
All right. And the final injury to hit here, Tobias Harris, he's questionable to play. And I think somebody who's gotten kind of slept on as a stud this year, Joel Embiid. He's missed a whole bunch of games due to COVID. He had the knee issue earlier in the year. I think Joel Embiid is starting to get healthier. And I think that we're going to start to see those really big fantasy performances like we saw last year when he was in the MVP conversation. So if Tobias Harris is out, do you think we could see Joel Embiid finally get to some of those ceiling games we haven't seen much of this year?
Yeah, Embiid's really intriguing to me if Harris sits, because we know that he's a really good player regardless. But so far this year, without Harris on the floor in 155 minutes, he's averaged 1.43 DraftKings points per minute. He has a 35% usage rate. That's obviously really good, but I think there's room for him to be even better based on what we saw last year. You know, it's a similar Philadelphia team. And if you take Simmons and Harris off the floor since the start of last season, Embiid has a 39.1% usage rate. He has a 41.7% usage rate. He's averaged 1.77 DraftKings points per minute. So if he is healthier now and he is going to play a little bit better, that's starting to approach Nikola Jokic levels of production without Harris on the floor since the start of last year. He's got a phenomenal matchup here against a fast-paced Charlotte team that has no centers really available. You have Nick Richards. You have some other guy off the bench that I already forgot his name. Nobody that you're expecting to slow down Joel Embiid. Probably going to be a lot of PJ Washington out there. So it sets up as a great spot. And there's just still an extra kind of level for him to get to that we saw last season that we haven't seen this year.
Yep. I think that Joel Embiid could be a really good sleeper option for tonight. Somebody who was really popular a lot of last year, just hasn't been the case so far this year. So guys, that is going to do it for the early NBA injuries. If you have any questions, leave them in the comment section below. If you have any suggestions on how you'd like us to handle this content going forward, also leave that in the comment section, because you might have better ideas than I do for it. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video, that helps us out a ton. Good luck tonight.